Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was the Raw after WrestleMania. A lot of stuff happened on that show. We're going to get into all of it today, including a 45-minute commercial-free opening segment with The Rock and Cody Rhodes. And yes, they went 10 minutes over what they were expected to do. So if you were wondering how far over did it go, 10 minutes. And some stuff had to be cut, but such is life. And it was a very, very compelling segment. We now know that at some point down the road, we don't know when, there are two big matches. And it is likely, if they can stretch it out this far, that next year's WrestleMania is The Rock versus Cody Rhodes for the title. And perhaps the WrestleMania after that will be The Rock versus Roman Reigns. So as long as Rock feels good and can hold up, we got another 2 years of massive WrestleManias coming. And we'll talk about that in the rest of the show. Then, of course, tonight is NXT. And tomorrow is AEW Dynamite. And yes, tomorrow on Dynamite, they're showing that Jack Perry CM Punk footage. And we talked about that this weekend. And a lot of people still did not believe it. But Tony Khan has now publicly come out and said that is what they are airing on Dynamite. And so we'll talk about what that means and more. And all of the rest of the news from Mania Weekend, business notes, and Vince selling stock, and Stephanie McMahon coming back, and the draft is upcoming, and ratings, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Trying to connect old Mike Sempervivi. We'll get him on as soon as we can. And got a lot to talk about here today. For now, I'm solo. Hello, everybody. I'm in lovely Eureka, California, here in the Redwoods, doing the show here for the rest of the week. And nice place here, not going to lie. A lot of trees. But I am ready to go, so let's start talking about the news. And a few things to start off with. WWE WrestleMania. They sent out their press release and talked about all of the big financial wins for WrestleMania weekend. TKO stated that it was the most successful and highest grossing event in company history. The show broke last year's gate record by 78%, which is virtually inconceivable. Company reported last year's two-night event brought in more than $21.6 million in gate revenue, which would mean this year's two-night event generated nearly $38.5 million in gate revenue. Did not provide a per-night breakdown of the gate number, but Triple H said Saturday that night one broke the company's single-night gate record in WWE history, previously held by WrestleMania 32's $17.3 million. They announced 145,298 in total attendance, and that is between both nights. And, you know, the days of, you know, announcing 101,000 when it was nowhere close, those days are over. They'll maybe inflate a little bit, but that's very close to the actual number. If not the actual number, we'll find out here very soon. Viewership on Peacock. Up 41%. Merchandise sales, a new record, up more than 20% over WrestleMania 39. In its first year, the company's WWE World Fan Event, in addition, partnership with Fantastic Events, the highest grossing and most attended fan event in company history. And they talked about the strength of the Go Home SmackDown, which was the largest gate in SmackDown history, and the Raw after WrestleMania, which was the largest gate in Raw history, and the Saturday night NXT Stand and Deliver, which was the most attended NXT event ever with 16,545, They did not announce the NXT gate as the largest ever, so that tells me it was not. So, anyway, that is the WrestleMania business. You know, the fact of the matter is we've talked about it for a while. You know, hopefully they back away from this Paul Levesque era thing because I got it. We heard it Saturday. They made a big deal out of it. I cannot hear this on every last single solitary show. You kicked off the new era. Let's move on. But the fact is, you know, they talk about the Renaissance era, talk about boom period, etc. And this is a boom period. You know, this is the last boom period was obviously the Monday Night Wars. And this period of WWE, you know, aside from television ratings, and obviously television has changed, you're never going to get a night where WrestleMania is doing or Raw, AEW, NXT, whatever, are doing a combined 10 million people on a Monday night or whatever. That will never happen again. But this is eclipsing the last boom period for pro wrestling. WWE today is far and away the hottest it's ever been in multiple different ways. And, you know, whatever you think about, you know, hey, listen, you don't like WWE, you don't want to watch it, that's fine, who cares? AEW, Impact is having somewhat of a renaissance. You know, you can watch wrestling from all over the world. You should enjoy this now because it ain't going to last forever. But we are in a glory period for pro wrestling right now. It is probably the hottest it's ever been. And that's a good thing if you're a wrestling fan. So, a couple of other notes from the weekend. Stephanie McMahon, according to PW Insider, has not returned as an official employee or executive. They note that she has not officially returned to the company as an employee or executive in any way, shape, or form. And her appearance Sunday was to give fans, quote, one more thing they did not expect and to personally lend her support to the company's new era. It notes she also appeared alongside Triple H at the Hall of Fame. And Levesque was asked but did not specify whether she was officially back, but he did say it was nice to have her back home in WWE. She, of course, left in January of 2023 when Vince McMahon returned. And Vince McMahon now gone, more so now than ever, as he continues to sell off all of his stock. He doesn't have much left, but he sold another 1.64 million shares to TKO parent company Endeavor, which, by the way, is going private. They will no longer be a publicly held company, but TKO remains a publicly held company. And he sold those for $146.2 million and 1.85 million shares for $165 million. And that means that he now is down to a 4.7% ownership in TKO. And over the last couple of years, he has sold $1.5 billion worth of TKO stock. And in November, he sold 30% for $700 million. March, he sold 25% for $408 million. And then in March, 3.5 million shares for $100 million to complete a margin loan transaction he took in March 2020. And now the additional $146.2 million and $165 million. So he's cashed out $1.5 billion. His ownership in TKO is virtually nothing. What is he doing with all this money? I mean, whatever he wants. But, you know, could be estate planning. I'm very skeptical he's trying to start something on his own. I think he's just cashing out. And that's that. But I guess we will potentially find out more when we see what happens with that remaining 4.7% of ownership. So that's the latest on Vince. And then, of course, we've got the draft coming up. This ties into Raw. And the draft is taking place Friday, April 26th and Monday, April 29th. We have got SmackDown, which is the first night of the draft. And we have Raw, which is the second night of the draft. And, you know, there's been a lot of argument about what's going on with Ilya Dragunov. But officially, he has declared for the draft. Now, why somebody in NXT would declare for a draft and get drafted to the brand they're on, I have no idea. So Ilya Dragunov appears to have been called up as the NXT champion. He could lose the title between now and the draft. He could go up with the title in the draft. There was no sign of Trick Williams last night on Raw. He could be drafted. But I should say tentatively, because until it's official, it's not official. But the working idea is that in this year's draft, it's going to be Raw, SmackDown, and NXT eligible. And the idea is there will be people from NXT who are going to be called up to the main roster. And there are going to be people from the main roster that officially, whatever this means, are going to be sent to NXT. And, you know, I have complained about the draft many times in the past, but the way they're doing it now, it is not such a big deal to me, because the way that they're working the draft now is we have three brands. This is largely where you're going to be. That's it. If you've got somebody, a group, feuding, whatever, like, you'll appear on the other show every now and then, but you are largely, that's the brand you're on. I don't care about that. What I care about is doing a draft, saying it's permanent, we will never see people from these brands facing off again, and then they do 2 weeks later. That appears to have been dropped, which is a good thing. Back in a moment, we're going to try and get Sempervivi on Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back here on the show. And you see me like getting in real close here? We got no Mike Sempervivi, but we are going to have him in a moment. As soon as he clicks his damn button, I can get him on. But here we are, Wrestling Observer Live. And we got a lot to talk about here today. NXT is tonight. Got to do some Raw notes later. And I don't know what happened to everything here. Did I screw something up here? What's going on? Is anything working? Anybody help me out here? Dom, you got me? Excellent. All right. Well, while we're waiting for Sempervivi to click this button, tonight we have NXT. And we have three matches announced for the follow-up show to the Stand and Deliver. And that is Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin versus Nathan Frazier at Axiom for the tag team titles. And I do expect that that is going to be probably a, hopefully an incredible match. I'll talk more about that in a second. Roxanne and Perez and Natty will be having a confrontation. And Javon Evans is going to make his NXT debut. So for those of you who have not seen Javon Evans, he's done a lot of work on Level Up. And people who have watched Level Up have compared him to Bronco Nima in the sense that this guy is like a can't miss. I mean, you bet you have to be an idiot to screw this guy up. He's got all sorts of great high flying. He's 19 years old. He's overflowing with charisma. And he will debut on NXT tonight. So, there he is. What a horrible noise that was. All right. You there? Let's hear you, brother. Sempervivi? He's just sitting there looking at me. All right, we'll see if we can figure this out. You got to unmute your mic, brother. All right, anyway. Yeah, so the Stand and Deliver on Saturday, Bron Breakker, Baron Corbin versus Nathan Frazier and Axiom. I actually loved the match. The only problem was Nathan Frazier was so excited. And everything, like 500 miles an hour, moving way too fast. Sempervivi is just shaking his head. Jared, can you get a shot of Sempervivi there just looking here and shaking his head? He's connected. Oh, he just disconnected. Like, can we do anything here? What's going on? Anyway, Nathan Frazier is just like 50 miles an hour, him and Axiom. And I've never seen a match so good with so many botched spots. That is my review of that match on Saturday. So hopefully now that they've got that out of their system and they're back in their normal building, they can calm it down a little and have the match that I was expecting that they would have. Still love the match, but I think that tonight may be better. And then, of course, on Wednesday, I wanted to wait for Sempervivi here, but it doesn't look like he's going to be on today.
I'm not here.
Oh, there you are.
Am I here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go.
You've just been sitting there the whole time?
The last couple of minutes here trying to figure out this whole gimmick here you sent me to do.
Well, yeah, I thought it was idiot proof. Yeah, but anyway,
hey,
let's talk about this.
He was sitting in right now.
Excuse me?
What are you doing in that mirror?
What mirror? That one back there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you think I put this stuff in here? We're at a rental.
Looks like there's some smears on there.
All right. So, yeah, I was up there on top of a, yeah. So anyway, we've got the Dynamite show Wednesday. Samoa Joe, Dustin Rhodes non-title. Adam Copeland, Penta for the TNT title. Chris Jericho, Hook, and Shibata versus Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, and Anthony Ogogo. A segment with Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa. This show is not sounding like it's going to light the world on fire. And then they are going to air the CM Punk, Jack Perry footage from, is it All In? All Out? Which one was it?
All In.
It was.
You've heard of a one match show. This is a one video show, I guess.
Yeah. Well.
Y'all come here to see WCW?
Well, here's what I can tell you about all this. Okay? So, when this thing happened, this thing first happened, you know, everybody's given different sides of the story, and they had security camera footage of what happened. And they did an investigation, and the people involved in the investigation, they all watched the footage, and the determination was, and one of the people was Bryan Danielson, who was a friend of CM Punk. Their determination was that CM Punk was in the wrong and he should be fired. And so he was fired. So at that point, we had, the one side of the story, which was essentially the Jack Perry side. And then we had the other side of the story, which was the CM Punk side. And then, if you read The Observer, there was a third story, which was from an unbiased source, just somebody in production that had no dog in the fight. And their side of the story was very similar to Jack Perry's side of the story. So Punk had a different story. And everything moved on, and Punk was fired. Jack Perry dropped off the face of the earth, vanished, ended up in New Japan doing an angle there where he's a scapegoat. So when this first went down, once Punk's side of the story started coming out, Tony wanted to release the footage. And why he didn't, I actually don't know the answer. I don't know if he was talked out of it. I don't know if he thought about it, but decided, nah, may not be a good idea. And it was kind of like a done deal. And then CM Punk went on Ariel Helwani's podcast, and he once again told his side of the story, and he essentially ridiculed Tony Khan for saying that his life was in danger. And apparently Tony was furious, and he has now decided he is going to air the footage. And when this was first announced on, and here's the weird thing about it. When this was announced on Collision, they were like so vague. They just go, the Young Bucks will discuss what happened backstage at All In, or whatever they said. And it was so vague that everybody immediately presumed it's going to be an angle, it's going to be something involving FTR, it's going to be this or that. And like, I asked around, and you know, one person after another, no, he's actually airing the footage. And so I thought, okay, like, all right, you're going to air the footage or whatever. Why are the Young Bucks the ones that are going to be doing this? And I still don't have an answer. But my presumption is that this is going to be two things. They are going to air the footage, but also it is, I believe, an angle to set up the return of Jack Perry. And Jungle Boy and the Young Bucks will be together. No one has told me that, but that is my presumption. Now, how airing footage showing that AEW's side of the story was correct and CM Punk's side of the story was incorrect, and have two heels in charge of this to bring back a third heel, I am flabbergasted. I have no idea how they're going to end up heels in all of this. And if they are, does that make Punk the babyface? And if Punk is supposed to be the heel in the situation, why are heels revealing that he's a heel in an attempt to stay heels? I have no idea what's going on. I'm baffled, but that is what's happening coming up this Wednesday. And any thoughts on all of this, Mike?
Well, you're by your own admission, many a time you always say that Tony Khan in storyline as the promoter of this show is a chaos merchant, correct? Well, here you go. You got two heels introducing a video to bring in a third heel on somebody who's one of the biggest baby faces in the other company. A week after you seem to cheese off some of your fans who did not like the Adam Copeland promo. And I was actually for that. I wasn't sure how it was going to end up. I was surprised it got the pushback that it did from AEW fans. WWE tribalists, I saw them, you know, make fun of it. You knew that was going to happen. But I was surprised with some of the pushback that AEW fans gave it, either that it was too long or that they didn't need to do it at all. Well, you know, this is interesting because not only could you kick off bringing Jack Perry back into the fold and maybe be the newest member in the Elite? That would only seem to make sense here. But also what you could do is feed that into the Young Bucks and FTR storyline and the Adam Copeland House of Black storyline, because as CM Punk mentioned, he went to go confront Jack Perry with some people around him. Samoa Joe was the one, he said, broke it up. That doesn't seem to be in dispute from anybody as far as Joe raising his voice and getting involved in whatever happened there, which we are going to see allegedly, supposedly, on Wednesday night. But I wonder if this is going to be something that is going to splinter into several different things here, because with Adam Copeland feuding with the House of Black, who are all friends with CM Punk, we know that. We heard some differing reports on Brody King and how he suffered an injury at All In. And then with what's going on with the tag titles and FTR and the Young Bucks, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that all these things aren't going to try to intersect. Whether it's successful or not is another story.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to talk about Raw in a moment, but I do want to mention one other thing, and that is that we had a question here on the chat. What if the footage shows that Punk is right? Was the question. And hey, listen, all I know is this. Why in God's name would Tony Khan air the footage if the footage showed that Punk's side of the story was the correct side of the story? That doesn't make any sense. If Punk gave his side of the story and Tony was furious, why would he be furious if the side of the story that Punk gave was the correct story and then go show footage of that story on his television show? So the side of the story that came from the Jack Perry side was that after the match, or after, you know, whatever happened, the glass spot where he said "Cry me a river," the story is that Punk with several people came up to Jack Perry and said, "Do we have a problem?" And Jack Perry said, "We don't have a problem." And Punk said something to the effect of, "You know, I could F you up, right?" And CM Punk then either hit or pie-faced Jack Perry, attempted to put him in a guillotine, and either Jack prevented the guillotine or easily got out of the guillotine, and then Punk threw some swings, and then it was broken up, and Samoa Joe told him to knock it off. That is the side of the story that is the non-Punk side. So my guess is that's largely what we are going to see on Dynamite. I mean, if we see, like,
curated by the Young Bucks.
You think Jack Perry, like, walked up to him and was, like, a total jerk and started swinging and CM Punk put him in a guillotine and was killing him and Samoa Joe walked up? Like, if that's what happened, there is no footage of that airing. So, anyway, we'll see what they show on. And the other thing is, people have asked about this. Well, you know, this sounds, you know, it sounds like whatever, but it sounds rather benign as it pertains to Tony Khan. And Tony Khan is the guy who said, "I feared for my life," which, of course, you know, CM Punk ridiculed that for the most part on the Ariel Helwani show. And my belief, I don't know this for sure, but my belief is that that was separate from what happened with Jack Perry. I don't know if it was like in a different place at a different time. I don't know. I presume they must have footage of that as well, unless it happened to be in a place where there was no footage. But, you know, are we going to see footage of that as well? Because I think that if they only show a quick skirmish between Jack Perry and CM Punk, whatever it was that actually happened, if they only show like a quick shot of that and there's like no danger whatsoever, like Tony Khan isn't even close to them, nothing happens, then, you know, people are going to be all over that. Like, that's what made you fear for your life. They will be ridiculing him. So I just don't know what the positive is of any of this. But, you know, Tony, I'll see if I can actually find exactly what Tony said about this, because he did talk about it here today. He said that the Young Bucks have a good reason to show the footage. He said AEW has a great track record on delivering what we advertise. It is real footage. The Young Bucks will show backstage footage from All In, the most important event in AEW history, the world record holder for the most tickets ever sold for any wrestling record. This is Tony something else in his press conferences. It was an important night backstage as well. The decision to air the footage is based on putting on the best show for AEW, as well as driving interest for Dynamite and our Dynasty pay-per-view, April 21st. This is real-life footage that affected many people, It will air for the first time on TBS during Dynamite. And he mentions the Young Bucks are wrestling for the World Tag Team titles against FTR. Obviously, FTR and CM Punk were good friends. So, obviously, they're going to air the real footage. And also, this is going to be some sort of angle involving FTR and maybe Jack Perry. So, as they say...
It better work.
We'll see what happens.
It better work. Because if not, it's going to be ridiculed. And I don't know if Punk... You could say ridiculed Tony Khan for saying that he was in fear for his life. He dismissed it, certainly. But he has certainly been, you know, out there on social media. He absolutely was ridiculed for it. And it's one of the funny things is it's not like there were people lining up on either side of the ledger, especially if they had, you know, some time in the business who felt as though that Tony Khan's life was in danger. But why he made that statement, I don't know. It may have a legal, who knows why he went ahead and did that. And maybe he very well did fear for his life and for the lives of the people that were around because he said that. But with all of that said, this then needs to somehow on Wednesday night, if it's not bringing back Jack Perry right away, and he'll be around considering that Chicago is taking place on the 12th and he'll be wrestling on that show for New Japan. I mean, you know, this has got to hit across the board, whether it's got to do with FTR and the Young Bucks, whether they bleed it into Copeland and House of Black, and with Jack Perry. I mean, I think it's not the right decision, but it's not my decision. But since they're making it, man, I think it better hit on all cylinders, because if not, all you did was just hype up a guy who continues, even with an injured arm, to be one of the focal points on a red-hot WWE show, and it just will make you come off and look minor league. Again, if you hit a grand slam off of this, great. But if not, man, I don't know if you just are doing more damage right now, because what are people talking about? People aren't talking about your storylines. People aren't talking about Joe and Swerve leading into Dynasty. They're not talking about any of that stuff. They're just talking about the fact that CM Punk continues to be, you know, such a thorn in the side of AEW. Now we're going on 2 years of this.
All right, I want to mention some things from the Raw after WrestleMania. If you want the full review, Dave and I spent 45 minutes or so on it last night on Wrestling Observer Radio for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. But here are the keys coming out of the Raw after WrestleMania. Number one, it appears we have 2 years' worth of WrestleMania main events tentatively in the works here. The first one is The Rock versus Cody, which they kicked off with a 45-minute opening segment commercial-free, which ran about 10 minutes longer than it was supposed to. But I thought was incredibly compelling because, my God, this Rock, this guy. I never seen a guy who can do so little. Actually, Randy Orton does it in the ring, but as far as like promos, this guy is something else. And I don't know why, but one of my favorite WWE things in a long time was the preposterous drama of those two guys trading belts so that Rock could hold the current world title. It was just... It was amazing. But anyway, point of this is, Rock states that he is leaving for a while. He's going to go make movies or whatever. But at some point, he is going to come back. And whether Cody is the champion or not, he is coming after Cody. And Cody made a comment about how you're the boss, you're, you know, TKO on the board. But I am your champion. And Rock says, you are my champion. But before I go, I have something that I want to give you. And so he reaches into his pocket. He does not pull out a middle finger, which I thought for sure was what he was going to pull out. But he had something in his hand. He told Cody to open his hand. He put whatever this was into Cody's hand. And then he told Cody, don't you ever break my heart again. And he left. And, you know, as we've been talking about for a while, you know, fans love a mystery. They love trying to figure out something that is going on. They had another one, actually, on the show that was a random glitch, and the word hello appeared at the bottom of the screen, which my guess is the return of Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, but we'll see where they go with it. But people, they love that sort of thing. And that's why, even though people voted that they hated that devil storyline with MJF and Adam Cole, I mean, that thing drew a lot of money because it was a mystery and people wanted to find out who the devil was. So
it drew a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know what? Their pay-per-views always do well. So that's the one thing you could always say is, you know, their
World's End did very well. And they did good numbers for all of those segments. I mean, that was a very successful angle, even though people voted that they hated it. I mean, viewership and spending money, I mean, people did.
Well, and then, look, you can have financial success without having critical success. You see that in movies all the time. Now, I believe that The Rock, you know, a lot of people were out there making jokes about, you know, he put like some truck keys in Cody's hand. And that's not true because Rock didn't film it for social media and he would never give away a truck to a family member or a professional wrestler if he wasn't filming that. But I believe that he put a little travel size bottle of the new Papa Tui shampoo that The Rock is out there pimping. He put that in Cody's hand and closed it up and said, you know, I'll see you the next time.
I'm going to tell you what I think it is. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So first off, Wednesday, besides AEW showing their backstage footage on their show, WWE is also doing their documentary about the build towards this Mania with all of the backstage explanations for everything. Okay.
The Mania of Mania. Remember that?
This era of WWE, they have no issue with spoiling everything off air. Okay. On the air, it's one thing. Off the air, they don't mind pulling back the curtain at all. Okay.
ESPN era.
Okay. Now, on Sunday night, they told the story at the press conference that Nick Khan and Bruce Pritchard and whoever else, Triple H, they claimed that they found the exact watch that Dusty sold to a pawn shop well over a decade ago to pay for Cody and his sister to go to acting school in L.A., okay? They claim they found the exact same watch. I am monstrously skeptical of this, okay? So they gifted him this watch, and I don't know if you guys notice or not, but Cody, when he comes out, he's always wearing a suit, and he's always wearing a nice watch, okay? Well, last night, the night after getting this exceedingly special watch, the watch that was on his father's wrist, that his father pawned, that somehow Nick Khan and Bruce Pritchard, they found the exact watch, allegedly. He was not wearing that watch. So I think that the watch is now part of, is going to be part of the storyline. And that is what The Rock gave Cody. How that plays into this story, I don't know, but it would have fit into Rock's hand. Cody would have known what it was without opening his hand, which is exactly what Rock said. So I think that is what Rock gave him is his father's old watch that he pawned to get Cody and his sister to acting school. That is my prediction.
You know what? We got a little bit of a feeling of Vince versus Stone Cold with Cody and The Rock last night. I wonder if Rock's going to reach back to that era and go back to Pulp Fiction and do the entire Christopher Walken speech about that watch and where Dusty hid it before he presents it to Cody.
Perhaps. Hey, we've got one more thing to talk about from Raw after the break. Stick around, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the last thing I want to mention from Raw last night is Drew McIntyre ain't going nowhere. It was made abundantly clear. We've known that for a while. But last night, the main event was a four-way to determine the number one contender for Damian Priest's new title. And Drew McIntyre was in the match. And he did a promo, and he buried Damian Priest, and he buried CM Punk. And they did the match, and he ended up in the corner. He was going for his 3-2, and all of a sudden, that dastardly CM Punk grabbed his ankle. He got distracted, and he got hit with his super kick and a big splash by Jey Uso. Jey Uso is now the number one contender to Priest's title. And once again, Drew McIntyre has been screwed by CM Punk. And so I believe that my prediction from this weekend is exactly where they're going, which is that we got a ways to go. I think it's in June. But Drew is going to challenge Priest for the title at Clash of the Castle. He is going to win his title at Clash of the Castle, which he didn't get to do against Roman Reigns, but he's going to get it this time, which means the two things that this loyal soldier deserved, a Clash of the Castle win and winning the title in front of a full house at Mania, he'll get both of them. And then after that, we will slowly build to, I think, next year's WrestleMania. CM Punk, Drew McIntyre. CM Punk beats Drew for the title at that show. I think that's where they're going. But anyway, we got to wrap it up. Tomorrow we'll have the channel fixed for Semper Vivi. I'll be back tonight with Vinny, Craig, and Granny, Brian and Vinny Show, the WWF Challenge from 1986, and back here tomorrow with more. So off to hike the Redwoods. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.